Welcome. We now join Fred Kuhn and his guest.
Welcome, everybody. Our subject today is why training your junior talent in leadership is a smart thing for companies to do and how to do it right. Our guest today is Valerie Berube. Valerie has an interesting career. She served 30 years in the Marine Corps and moved from the enlisted ranks and retired as a lieutenant colonel, having deployments in Kosovo, Iraq, and Afghanistan. She's led thousands of people in very arduous conditions around the world and advanced her leadership knowledge through senior military schools, a master's degree in leadership, and a substantial amount of self-study, which everybody should do. She retired as lieutenant colonel in 2016, re-entered the civilian workforce. One of the things that she saw was the lack of training for the junior employees and the lack of success they were having in their personal lives as a result of this neglect. So I'll kind of be quiet here and ask the first question. And first, I'd like to say thank you, Valerie, for joining us today and sharing your knowledge with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Fred.
So I guess, why do you believe that teaching leadership to junior employees is valuable?
Well, if you don't actively teach leadership to your junior employees, then the outcome is going to be pretty random. You could have success, or you could have a Lord of the Flies situation, which is a reference to a classic book where young kids are on an abandoned island and they turn into savages. And so it's kind of like an ugly version of the Survivor show. So basically, if you're not going to teach leadership to your junior talent, then you can't expect to have good outcomes from that. And it boggles my mind that so many in the private sector don't do it. The military does, and they benefit hugely from it, but the private sector, not so much.
So tell me a little about, first, to set the stage in comparison between military and the private sector, how does the military conduct the training for their junior leadership? How do they bring them along?
Some of it is by formal training, as you can expect, but most of it is done consistently, day after day, in short doses, small little classes. We call them hip pocket classes. So they give them classes that would last maybe 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes or so on communication or on integrity or on their weapon or on something technical or on just something to continue to grow them and continue to help them personally and professionally.
Good. And so it builds a camaraderie as well, right? They look to the leader to provide information. And is that an open channel? If the person knows something that the leader doesn't, do they share, or is it just mostly one way?
It is definitely shared. It's a conversation.
That's the best kind of training, in my opinion. So I wondered here, why do you think the military teaches leadership to their junior people, but the private sector doesn't? What's the distinguishing difference there?
I think the private sector thinks that maybe it is too expensive and takes too much time. And that's just simply not true. It's a mindset and a culture thing, not a time and cost thing. So it's a false paradigm. The second reason I think they don't do it is because they have this notion that leadership is about being in charge. And in a lot of respects, that's true. But really, the way the military sees it is that, more importantly, leadership is about giving your very best to the team. So if you're in charge and you're not giving your very best to the team, then you're not leading, and people know it. But when you teach leadership to junior employees, then you're empowering them with the mindset to do their very best for the team, whether or not they're in charge. And this is how you get young military people in their 20s and 30s accomplishing incredible things in arduous conditions and proud to do it for not a great salary. If the private sector wants that kind of talent in their organizations, then refining their mindset about leadership and who should learn it will be their biggest bang for their buck in achieving that.
I want to comment personally here about what you just said, add a footnote. I did a Wounded Warriors workshop at 29 Palms, and I was stunned by the abilities that these young men and women had and the ability to just get up and do it. I would have not expected that level of performance And I was overwhelmed by what I saw and heard. It was really amazing. So this does work. It really does work.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen overnight. It's done in small doses over a long period of time because they belonged to an organization with a mindset and culture of leadership.
I think I'd like to also ask you, you have a book out on this, don't you, Valerie?
I do.
Yeah, what's the name of your book?
The book is called Polish Your Star, 3-Minute Daily Lessons to Become an Extraordinary Leader. And so it serves as a tool for organizations to teach leadership to their people in those small daily classes.
Do you outline what those lessons should be or just how to structure them?
I actually give them the lessons. And so these are lessons that are applicable across the board to any organization. And so it's a 7-step process, about 350 3-minute lessons, like hip pocket classes. And so it starts with challenging people's limiting beliefs and having them create a personal vision for themselves. And so there's about 30 lessons on how to do that. Then there's the self-awareness series, and that goes into personality traits and emotional intelligence. Then there's the communication series, and that is learning the basics of communication and knowing the difference between toxic communication and communication that works. Then there's the neuroscience series, which explains the neuroscience behind human behavior and why people behave the way they do. And then there's the rational thinking series. So this helps people to discern rational thinking from emotional thinking. Then there's the leadership series, which introduces my model of leadership that I've created. It's the GEMS model, which is a topic for another book. But it introduces them to the structure and the framework of what the GEMS model is. And then finally, there's the self-care series, which explains how taking care of yourself is part of how you show up as a leader. So over the course of about 6 to 8 months, you could cover both of the books if you do one lesson a day for about 10 or 12 minutes. And it's a wonderful growth journey that everybody gets to participate in. Now, some of this stuff may be elementary to people like you and me, Fred, because we've been leading for a long time. We've been doing a lot of self-study. And so this would be very elementary to us. But she would be really surprised how many leaders don't know this, how many managers don't know this, let alone their junior employees. So this gives them a tool to start this leadership culture in their organization right away. And they learn and they build their communication and their relationships with their people. And it builds camaraderie, communication skills, and trust, which is just fundamental to growing leaders within the organization.
You know, you see this all the time in the movies, especially in the war movies. They'll follow them or they won't follow them. And the follow is really, really important. And that is based on trust. It's a very interesting topic. You mentioned one that you created,
The GEMS model,
GEMS. Yeah, can you just talk about that just briefly?
Yes, absolutely. So GEMS is an acronym for, G stands for get things done, E stands for empower, M stands for model, and S stands for stretch. So G speaks to, at the end of the day, leadership is about getting things done. And so there's a lot of ways to do that. And so that in and of itself is its own topic. Then there's empower. And the way you empower your people is you empower yourself and you empower your people. So you empower them through emotional intelligence training, communication training, and, you know, doing the right thing to inspire them. And then model speaks to how you show up as a leader. Are you moral? Are you ethical? Are you talking the talk? And so I have a model for that, a framework for how you can best serve as a role model for the people around you. And then stretch speaks to constantly challenging yourself and challenging others. Because if you don't constantly challenge yourself with little meaningful stretch goals over time, and you think you know it all and you just don't challenge yourself anymore or other people, well, then you will quickly become irrelevant. You'll quickly just not matter anymore. And so that's not a very good thing to have when you're in a leadership position. The GEMs model is a model that in and of itself is another book that I plan to put out, but it introduces people to the concept. And if you just think every day, am I getting things done? Am I empowering people? Am I serving as a good role model? And am I appropriately stretching myself and others? If you ask yourself those four questions every day, you will intuitively lead very well.
That sounds like a perfect military model too. I mean, what is a leader about? And it's the GEMS model, right?
There you go.
When you would have some experience with that, I know. You've seen it from both sides of the line, enlisted and the officer corps.
GEMS is a distillation of all of these things. And so I try to keep it as simple and easy for people to understand.
You bet. Your book is on Amazon, I take it?
It is.
All right. You want to repeat the name of the book again?
Yes. It's called Polish Your Star, 3-Minute Daily Lessons to Become an Extraordinary Leader.
Valerie, thank you very much for being on the program today. It's a very enlightening discussion. Folks, you can go to the guest biography page, and if you want to have a conversation with Valerie, her contact information and her website is listed there. And once again, we've spent great time together, and stay tuned for the next Worst Place Strategies podcast.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.